Is it possible to heal a relationship after death with a loved one? Well, my guest tonight, Loann Mayer, says definitely yes, and she has found that out to be true for herself. She's written a book about it called Celestial Conversations, Healing Relationships After Death. Loann, unfortunately, you have had those experiences. You've talked quite a bit about your mother's passing, but as well, tragedy struck again, didn't it, with the death of your daughter? Can you talk about it?
I certainly can. I really think that my mother, God bless her, was also preparing me for this as we were working on the transpersonal journaling together to the point where it was like emailing back and forth. About 5 months after I began the journaling with my mom and Celestial Conversations, our daughter Cindy died very tragically, very suddenly, and left two children. And both my children and my grandchildren were completely shocked because Cindy was probably the most marvelous mother that any of us knew. She had an autistic child and was just fantastic with him. And she had a brilliant child who was equally fantastic with him. But none of us really anticipated that she would leave in such a horrible manner as she did. She committed suicide, or at least that's what I was told. I was in England at the time, and so I was very, very confused as to what happened. And because of situations in her life, I was never really sure what happened. But right at the get-go, as I came back from England, I went to my journal, my celestial journal, and I wrote to my mother because I couldn't get any information from anyone else as to what had happened to her. And my mother gave me this wonderful, warm, comforting understanding that my daughter Cindy was with, not only with her, but with some very precious people that I knew would be exactly right for her, comforting her, letting her understand what we were doing, and also giving me the feeling that, as any mother who's lost a child would say, that she was being cared for and loved in a very precious way. When I wrote to my mother, I was trying to find out how I could possibly bury a child. I remember Rose Kennedy saying years ago, it's not normal or natural to bury a child. And yet so many thousands of people in this country and around the world are burying children every day. You're just never ready for it. You're not prepared for this kind of situation. So my mother, in her celestial conversations with me, walked me through the funeral, the caretaking of the children, the caretaking of myself and my children and my husband in a manner that only a mother could, in writing. And I used it like following like the directions to an old-fashioned recipe. I did exactly what she was telling me to do in these letters. But in the middle of one of the letters, my daughter Cindy jumped in. Too. You could tell the difference, this warm feeling that my mother gave me when I was writing with her, and this quick, gee, Mom, I need to talk to you. I'm so sorry. I need to let you know what happened. Very quick, intense writing from my daughter, Cindy, which at first scared me to death, and then secondly gave me the exact words that I needed to. But in both of those letters, and the thing that I find so fascinating is the emphasis was on love, on not judging, on giving as much love to those around me, not blaming anyone, and I could have, might have, did in the beginning. But what they were saying to me, the most important lesson that I could learn from this for myself and for others, quote, others, was that I needed to learn to love unconditionally without any sense of blame or judgment. Mm-hmm. And I thought that was impossible. And yet, between the two of them, for the next 3 years, they taught me how to do it and why it was so very important. And it is important, because if there's anything the world needs now, it's love. We have enough judgment and criticism and hate and death. And if we do it one at a time and learn how to do that for the sake of the world that we're living in, the world on the other side joins in with joy. It's just impossible for me to explain to you how thrilled they are when we can follow those directions.
I can feel it. I can sense it. Mm-hmm. And I know this as well, Loanne. We do need love, unconditional love in this world. We've had enough hatred and division, as you've been talking about, and separation. It's just really sad. You know, there is an epidemic of suicide going on. You know, I assume you're still in communication with your loved ones.
Absolutely.
Have they any indications as to maybe how people can hopefully start changing this? You know, obviously we need to love one another, but how can we get there?
Well, I have never asked them for a general discussion. I asked how I could do it, and I still think that that's the way it begins, with me not judging the people around my daughter at the time, which would have been easy to do, not translating that judgment to people in my family, not discussing it in anything, not even in the book will you see that, but to know that everybody is doing the best they can. And we miss a lot of the signals of people, and I did with my daughter, because we're so busy being busy. All of us, we're so busy being busy that we sometimes miss the obvious, the loneliness, the feeling of being lost, that even if you live with them, you might miss that. And we are also afraid of the subject. Death is a very scary subject for a lot of people, myself included. And the ones who are looking into grief and the whole situation around death, Barbara, are the people who are up to their eyeballs in it. So you don't necessarily have an education. It's like the old days, you know, when they didn't discuss sex or anything that would be rattling the cage of anybody's heart at that point in time. But we as a country here, we kind of try to move death out real quickly. You know, even the corporations, you know, get right back into work again, get busy, you know, don't think about it, that sort of thing. And grieving is a process that goes on and on and on. And a broken heart never comes back together again the way it was. It can be stronger, like bones, but it never comes back the way it was. And a broken heart needs a lot of compassion and unconditional love. So I think the way to help people who are in this state of overwhelm that my daughter was in, and she had many reasons for being at the time, needs also to be coupled with what I was looking for from my mother, and that is intimate conversation. America seems to be disjointed when it comes to intimate conversation, and especially when it comes to situations that scare us, like drugs and alcohol and suicide and death. We need to come together and love people through it, the people who are hurting, the people who do it. In fact, I have a nun friend who has asked me to work. She called me and said to me, Loanne, you have to come and help me with the work in the prisons. You have never seen grief like that. So there's so many kinds of grief, and it's all healed by love.
Yeah. We've got a couple of minutes left. Loanne, would you please put it out there for the listeners where they can get more information about you, your workshops, as well as where they can buy the book and anything else you want to have put out there?
Well, you're most welcome to go to my website. You were kind enough to mention www.celestialconversations.com. On it are many things that might be of interest, including events and workshops that I am involved in. You can contact me through that if you need to. The book is on Amazon and Cape House Books. But I think the most important thing is if you're looking for me or somebody like me, they're out there. It's not just me. We are a universal group of light workers who are trying to help people love one another a little bit more. I'm doing my part, Barbara. You're doing yours. And I have found that there are hundreds and hundreds of people out there who are trying to help heal the broken hearts, the grief-stricken ones. And if we can do that one at a time, boy, we got it made.
Yeah, that's it. And I truly believe we are there. We just need to walk into it now, Loanne. Loanne, thank you so much for joining me this evening.
Oh, thank you.
I really appreciate it. Again, everyone, the book is Celestial Conversations, Healing Relationships After Death, and it's Loanne Mayer.